responding to allegations that the corporation received $3 million as payments for the All Africa Games in Accra. The allegation was made at the Public Accounts Committee yesterday. We are privileged to be joined in the studio by the director of GBC, Professor Amin Al-Hassan, to explain exactly what transpired and, of course, justifications for whatever it is that we're looking at. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to join you.
It's a pleasure having you actually get into this. First of all, let's have a general overview of what transpired at the Public Accounts Committee in terms of this issue.
Well, I think yesterday I was one of those who were shocked to learn that the Minister of Youth and Sports said that they have paid GBC in excess of $3 million. And I want to assure every Ghanaian and the public that GBC's total benefit from the African Games was $105,000 equivalent. Nothing more was paid as a benefit to GBC. And that payment of $105,000 was as support for the fact that we dedicated an entire channel, 24 hours. We suspended normal programming for the GTV Sports Plus, and we dedicated it to the African Games. And for our role as the official broadcaster, that is what the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation was paid, and not in excess of $3 million.
Okay, specifically, can we break down what this money was used for?
GBC.
Yeah, how it was used.
Okay, when you suspend a channel's normal programming, there's an opportunity cost. So it's used to offset the cost of the channel, not doing regular programming. So there's a loss of business. So it's important to point out that when you take an entire channel 24 hours for 2 weeks, it comes at a cost. And that was what the money was for. So it was for our operational, it was for our revenue. $105,000 and not in excess of $3 million.
Okay, originally, was that enough to actually cover what was provided? Was that enough to actually cover everything about coverage of the All Africa Games?
Remember,
and other matters.
GBC did not go into the All Africa Games as a business, actually. We went in there as the national broadcaster, and what was paid to GBC wasn't exactly computed as cost of doing business. It was support to GBC. And I should explain to you that the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation was invited to the table less than 1 month to the games.
Okay.
And to help with the production. We made it very clear that there was not enough time for GBC to procure the necessary equipment. So we're okay as official broadcaster, but definitely we needed a technical production team, and GBC did not have the equipment to do that. And in my letter to the chairman of PAC this morning, which has been dispatched and copied to the Minister of Youth and Sports, as well as the Honorable Member of Parliament and Member of PAC who asked the question, to clarify that GBC and $105,000 and not in excess of $3 million. Now, I should also make it very clear to you that as the official broadcaster, GBC was supposed to supervise the technical team. The technical production was our stores, and the technical production team that came in to do the broadcast, GBC supervised the work and reported to the Ministry of Youth and Sports that work was executed and their payments were due. Now, these payments were made through GBC and paid straight to the service providers. They were not paid for GBC's benefit. As the official broadcaster, we will confirm that work has been done and these payments were made to these companies. And they are not GBC.
Okay, who paid the $105,000 to GBC?
Oh, the Ministry of Youth and Sports, I said. We have received payment to the tune of $105,000 from the Ministry of Youth and Sports.
Ministry of Youth and Sports. Yes. So this letter that has gone to the PSC right now, what are the expectations?
Well, we are setting the record straight. There are two questions that have risen. First of all, the idea that GBC has received money in excess of $3 million. We have stated clearly we have received to our direct benefit as a corporation $105,000. Number two, that they claim that some technicians' payment are still outstanding after they worked at the All African Games. And we have made it very clear that all technicians that GBC engaged have been duly paid. The policy was very simple. An accounts officer and an internal auditor visited every location every day to pay each GBC staff who was on location an allowance of 100 Ghana cedis. And I should make it very clear that there is no any provision in the conditions of service of GBC staff that when you work within Greater Accra region, you are entitled to any payment. But we were told that food was expensive on location, so we made the provision for that support, subsistence support of 100 cedis a day for all staff. But the rule was you are to claim it on location. So if the auditor and then the accountant visits a location and you are not present, you cannot claim it. And they will come back with the reports of those who were paid, and that was it. Now, if, for example, you were scheduled to be there, and the team went on site, and you were not on location, you could not make a claim on GBC because you were not on location. That is the policy that we implemented. And so all staff of GBC who were on location and were paid 100 cedis a day, there is no any outstanding payment because the payment was to be done on location, and we've just not done that.
Okay, so it seems to be like their word against our GBCs when it comes to the allegations they made about paying $3 million. Now, if in going on with the PAC sittings, if there's a call that evidence should be proven, evidence should be proven that, of course, this is exactly the amount that they paid, as you are saying. And they are also claiming or still on their stance. Do we have documents to actually prove all of this?
Course.
Do we have?
You cannot transfer fiscal evidence of $300 and something million without evidence. And you must also show who the transfer is in favor of. When you transfer money, for example, it's not new. We have gone to the government in the past to take, to get money to pay for sports rights. Sometimes $1 million, sometimes $2 million. The money is paid for the benefit of GBC, but to a third party, not to GBC. So we don't take the money. So we facilitate the payment. So in these particular games, yes, monies were transferred to be paid to third parties. And the list and the payment schedule was provided by the Ministry of Youth and Sports and not GBC. But as the official broadcaster, we had to confirm that they have indeed done the work. And we did just that.
Okay, so
now, the payment to our benefit, we have that up to $105,000. The payment to the benefit of third parties is also, we have the records to show. So we don't have a problem showing with documents and evidence about payments and transfers.
Okay. All right. Director General, I'd like to thank you so much for your time here. Any other issues?
No, I think that it was PAC and it was a public interest question, and the minister said what he knew. I'm speaking as the Director General of GBC, and I'm telling you that if I had a transfer of $3 million, I have a lot of things I will want to do with them. We haven't got that many yet. If they are planning to transfer, we'll be happy to receive. Thank you.
Okay, so that was the Director General of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Professor Amin Alhazen, clarifying issues about allegations being made by at the Public Accounts Committee by the Sports Ministry that they gave about $3 million for the coverage of the All Africa Games by the GBC.
To other stories, President Akufo-Addo has broken his silence on the aborted sale of Senate Hotels to Rock City Hotel, owned by